In a backwards, upside-down world, living out a life for Jesus can seem almost impossible. Being a Christian can often feel confusing and lonely.
Hi, we're Brandon and Megan Giglin, a couple with a passion for teaching, creating, and podcasting. We want to give other Christians a place to come to focus on building deeper relationships with God and with each other as we live out this earthly life.
If you're ready to start living a life that points to Jesus, and not just on Sunday mornings, this podcast is for you. Let's stop living as isolated Christians and start talking together about what really matters most, Jesus.
Welcome to Faith Focused Family.
Hey friends, welcome to the very first official episode of Faith Focused Family. We are so thankful that you're here today. Today, we want to share a little bit about our marriage and how God saved it. And we just believe that someone out there today needs to hear this message. So I hope that it sheds some insight onto how God works in our lives and in your life as well.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think a lot of times when we're looking at the internet, we see like talking heads, we see happy, smiling people like us, and you think, well, they just had it easy. Like everything worked out for them. Everything is working out for them. So it's really easy to, you know, for them to say these things, but that's not my life. And y'all, I've been there. I understand that that's, you know, you're playing the comparison game and you're looking at other people and you're thinking, why are the things working out for them and they're not working out for me? But we just want to be real and transparent today and say that that wasn't always the case for us. Like, we're in a great place now in our marriage, but there was a time where I literally was like, it's over. Like, our marriage is over. Like, I don't know how to save this. This isn't going to work. I've tried everything that I know how to do. And it really took divine intervention from God to allow it to happen. And we'll kind of go into a little bit more of that with our story. But the reality of it is, you can only do so much. And sometimes it takes God's intervention. And look, y'all, here's the facts. 50% of marriages fail. 50%. It's the same statistics even in the Christian, among Christian families in the Christian church. And so clearly, before we kind of back away from this episode and say, well, this isn't for me, or I don't want to hear this, or I don't want to listen, or I'm feeling a little bit uncomfortable, understand that we have a problem. And the first step is admitting that we do have a problem and then working on ways and solutions to fix it. And I believe a lot of the problem is we're not really inviting God into our marriage. And that's how you can kind of get to the place where we were on the brink of divorce.
That's absolutely how you get there. I know that back in 2011, 2012, I was incredibly far from Brandon. I was incredibly far from God. And I was just lost. And when you get lost, it's very easy to continue to be lost because for me, I was frankly sick of everything. I didn't feel that close to the Lord. I didn't feel like there was anyone to turn to that could understand what I was going through. And so I kind of just shied away. And clearly now I would never make those same errors again. I would come to Brandon. But at that point, I just felt like he wasn't understanding of it. He wouldn't get what I was going through, and I pulled away, and it ultimately almost killed our marriage to the point where I sat down and I said, we need to get a divorce, and we're getting a divorce. And he said, no. And I said, yeah, it's over. I'm out of here. I'm done. And it was painful. It was painful for both of us. And it was a long road of healing, and it was a lot of emotion, a lot of time. I think even now we still have moments where we're reminded of it, and we have to work through it together a little bit. We have to kind of just reset ourselves so that it doesn't continue a decade later, more than a decade later, to creep into our marriage. But ultimately today, I think we have a lot better tools and a lot better strength and a lot better focus on God and who he is and what he's done for us that helps lead us back to him every time, even when there's, you know, littler things going on today in our marriage. It ultimately is a good reminder that God did and will continue to be in our marriage.
Yeah, I mean, the Bible says Satan literally goes around like a roaring lion seeking to destroy you and devour you. And I don't know about y'all, but that's pretty freaky. But like what you were just touching on, Meg, is in those moments where you feel weak, where you feel disconnected, there's just that little thread And Satan will pull on that thread over and over and over. If you leave the door open, he'll be there. And so that I believe a lot of that happened. It's interesting in our relationship, though, because, and I was reflecting on this in preparation for us having this discussion today, but I didn't grow up in the church. Like, I didn't grow up going to church. I grew up going to church on Christmas, you know, the Catholic service with my grandma on Christmas, and that's it. We didn't go to church any other time. It wasn't a part of my life. It's not that my family didn't say they believed in God or believed in Jesus. I think if you asked any of us, that we would say, yeah, we did, but we had no personal relationship with him. And so when I met Meg, I remember very clearly, you were like, I'm not going to marry someone who's not a Christian. Like, I'm marrying a Christian man. So I love you. I want this to work, but I'm marrying a Christian man. So if that's not you, then that's a serious discussion to have. And y'all, I'm not trying to be funny. I mean, I think that's a discussion everyone needs to have.
Yeah, I mean, I was 17 when I said those words.
Right. So fast forward to the time where Meg's saying, you know, I want a divorce. Well, by that point, I have had many years of building a relationship with Jesus, of becoming a real Christian, not just like saying I'm a Christian, but becoming a Christian, like reading the Bible, believing that, you know, Jesus died for my sins, believing all of those things and figuring out like what it meant to be a Christian husband. Now, was I practicing that at that time? Probably not. Probably not. Looking back, certainly not. Like, I had my faults too. But the interesting thing is, Megan saying that when she was 17 years old, that she wanted to marry a Christian man. And I don't want to say pushing, but like charging me with being like, that's what I need. And so if you want to be with me, that's what you have to do. You doing that is ultimately part of what saved our marriage. Because it would have been really easy when you said, because we're all in the selfish nature, it would have been really easy to say when you were like, I want a divorce, and be like, fine. Because I'm doing everything on my end and I can't do anything else and there's nothing else I can do in my own power. Yeah, that's usually pretty true. But when you believe in Jesus and the higher power, it's not about you. Like, you actually have to have action and work toward it. But sometimes God's got to work on your heart. And in our case, that's what we've done. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I hope you'll share the story of what happened, because we've never publicly talked about this, about where you were and what happened to kind of open your eyes to all of this, because I believe it's truly divine intervention.
It absolutely 100% was. There's just no other way to explain how it all came together in the end. So I'll back up because it's confusing if you don't know the story yet, and most of you don't, because this is a brand new podcast. So it was, I'm going to guess, and y'all, you got to work with me here because time is not my friend. I have no clue about timing of anything, even in non-tragic things, but especially in something that causes me pain. I will forget all the details. I will forget all the timing. So Brandon might step in and correct me here and there. I hope I have it right for the purpose of this conversation today. But 2011, late 2011, probably early 2012, or sometime in that frame, I started just getting really, really discontent, as I mentioned. And I felt like Brandon was kind of flailing around. He was kind of like still in like this job search. He hadn't really found where he was going to end up. He was kind of doing, you know, some part-time stuff here and working his way to manager there. And, you know, then he got a job here and then that wasn't really working out. And we were just kind of on all of this like job stuff. And previous to that, I had been working before we ever actually even moved to North Carolina. We had had more of the same when we lived in Texas for a year. I was the one that was full-time working. I was the one basically supporting the family. It was all on me. And that did not work out well. And we came to North Carolina and the same kind of thing started happening. That was 2010. But after couple of years of this, I was feeling like, man, he is just not, like, we're just not making strides here. Like, this isn't working. And by the way, I really didn't feel like he was stepping up in the home either, like as in housework and duties. And we didn't have kids at this point or anything. So there were no children involved, thank goodness. But it just felt like the world was on me and I didn't have anyone to turn to, and I wasn't really feeling connected to him anymore. And so it just kind of like progressively got worse where I just felt more and more disconnected. I just kept stepping further away. And why I didn't just tell him the feelings that I was having and why what I was going through, I don't know. I just was like, it's just not going to work. It's just, we fell in love too early. Like, it was just, we're going apart. You know, all the things that you can think of when you've met at 17 and 18 years old and now you've had a decade or whatever it was, probably not even that, under your belt of a relationship. I just didn't have the typical things that you would expect where you dated a bunch of guys and all the things. And I was just like, I just don't know if there's going to be any answer to this. This feels like maybe we've just run our course. Like maybe there's just, maybe you're just not supposed to end up with the person that you met when you're 17 years old. Maybe we've just grown apart too much. Maybe I need something different now. There's just all these thoughts running through my head. Like, I don't know if this is it. Could there be another way? Do I need space for me? Do I need to go back to school? Do I need like everything? I was just questioning literally everything. And in all that time, I just never opened my mouth. I just kept shying away. And so finally, one day I did. I did open up to Brandon and I said, this isn't working. I'm gonna step away. I'm gonna go move in with my dad for I don't know how long. I'm gonna basically take some space. I gotta figure out what I need. I gotta figure out what this life is. I gotta figure out who I am a little bit without you in my life. Like who am I? What am I wanting to do? And in that time, Brandon stepped up. He did turn to the Lord. I know that you were in so much pain. I can't imagine the pain you were in, but I know that you did step up. You started doing all the things that I had wished you were doing. You started trying to reach out to me. You started trying to be better at the housework and sharing the load and dating me. I mean, I remember, I don't want to cry in this episode, but I'm going to. I remember that when you were trying to do everything you could, you made this little sweet dinner for me out on the back porch, invited me over back to our house. And we didn't have hardly any like nice things, but you set it up on a card table in our porch. And you had this beautiful meal and it was just so sweet. And even then, even though I knew that it was just the most precious thing and just all these sweet moments that were just culminating over these months, I don't know. I still was like not totally ready, not totally convinced. And I should have been, because clearly all the signs were pointing to the fact that you were going to step up and be exactly who I was expecting you to be, exactly who God was expecting you to be. And I just didn't. And then one day, I don't know, maybe like early 2013, you can tell me if I'm wrong when I start zitting the story. I was driving and I was not with you. I was by myself. I was the one driving. And I don't know how this even happened, y'all, but I did not realize that the light had turned red. And I blew through it. And I'm not the best driver in times of stress, as anyone will tell you. When I was 16 and my parents were getting a divorce, I definitely slammed my cousin's car into a boulder. I'm just not the greatest at driving under duress. So anyway, I blew through this red light and I didn't even know that I ran a red light. I thought the other person came out and hit me. I seriously thought that. And I mean, I just destroyed their car and ours. We were all fine. But in that moment, the only thing I could think about was, how do I find Brandon? Like, where can I find him? And I started calling everybody. I called work. No one would answer. I called like 6 people's cell phones, like just trying to find him because he wasn't answering his. I like kept calling around to like everybody that I knew would be at work because we did work together at this point. And finally I found him and I was like, I just need you. Just need you. And it was then in that moment that I knew that God was leading me back to him, because the only thing that mattered in that moment was getting him to me. And that night we were able to like have a real conversation on the couch, and I just wanted to be there and I just wanted to stay at our house again. And I just knew it was time to just like recommit to our marriage and let God in and stop shying away from all the things that I knew I had been not talking about and not sharing and just trying to package and take care of myself. Like, I had to stop trying to fix it all and do it all and be it all and do things my own way and start trying to like be a partner in our marriage again and start turning to God and letting him lead my life instead of trying to do everything my way all the time. And so that's really how it happened. And I'm sorry I'm like totally dominating this conversation because it's your turn to talk clearly, but that's kind of where it was. And until that car accident, until that moment of waking up, I just wasn't going to get it. I just don't think I was going to get it. That's where I wanted to be, and that's whose arms I wanted to be in. And ultimately, I wanted to come home and be your wife and work this out and figure out how to proceed together and make it an even better experience that I ever could have dreamed it would have been. And I, you know, the Bible says that God works together for our good. And I really believe that in that moment he was, because this is a terrible, painful thing that we went through. But ultimately, had we not gone through this, I think we would have been like one of those miserable couples that just kind of like is married for like 30 years. And then they're like, what are we even doing? And instead, we've rebuilt this whole beautiful thing that today, I mean, I can't even imagine where we would have been. And I would have never imagined, no matter at 17 or 24 or 27 or 34, that today we would be sitting here and having this wonderful of a relationship. And not that it's not without struggle, because it is. There are struggles, but an amazing partnership and beautiful life and beautiful marriage that's centered around God that we have today.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's such a powerful story. I mean, it got me, even you telling it again, it got me. But I mean, y'all, like, I hope when you're looking at your story and where you're at in your relationship and where you're at in your marriage, that you can see some similarities in the story. And I hope if you find yourself in a place where it seems difficult or it seems like there's no way to turn it around, that rather than leaning on your own understanding, you lean on God's understanding. Because let me tell you, there was a time that I remember, I don't even think I've ever even told you this. Now I'm going to get choked up. But there was a time where one of your best friends was getting married. And, you know, we went and it was like a super fun weekend. I mean, like, it was an amazing wedding, amazing weekend. Honestly, one of the best wedding weekends I'd been to, even in the traumatic experience of it. But there was a point where I was dancing with you at that wedding where it just felt cold. It felt like there was nothing there. And in my mind, I said, it's over. I literally said to myself in that moment, it's over. And I still remember that. And, you know, it took some reflection, because from that moment where you left, from my perspective, like, you left and I'm in our house alone and I'm like, you want the honest truth? Drinking way too much, eating greasy fast food every night, like wallowing and trying to figure out ultimately what I can do to make it better. And obviously, I did a lot of things to try to make it better. Because that's the thing with God. He calls you to action. He doesn't just call you to sit. Like, yes, he can do things, but he wants you to pursue. He wants you to have action. So in those experiences, I had a lot of on my knees moments talking to God, opening my Bible, reading my Bible as much as I could, because it's difficult, y'all. In difficult times, I understand. It's easy to shy away and say, that's not what I'm going to pursue, because clearly I'm in this position. And why would God put me in this position? And all the thoughts that go through your head. But then you get to what it means to be a Christian husband. And, you know, God calls you to love your wife like Christ loves the church, y'all. And I don't know about you, but that's a lot of pressure. That's a lot in that statement. And it calls you to pursue your wife, and it calls you to chase after her, and it calls you to continue to chase her, continue to pursue her. And I realized I wasn't. I was on autopilot. I went into the, well, we're married, we're good. So I'm good. And I realized that there's more that I can do. I was encouraged by God. I was encouraged by the biblical truth that I was reading. But y'all, even in all that, it was a freaking grind. Like, that's what I want everyone to know. Like, it's not an easy fix. It wasn't just like, yep, it was an easy fix. But it truly took took trusting in him and took divine intervention to allow it to happen, because we can't do it on our own and with everything. And I think we try to do it too much. We say we can do it all on our own, and we can do it, everything on our own. God's never calling you to do it on your own. That's not what he's trying to do.
He's definitely not. And I'm so thankful that he called you and he called me back together. I think this is a good place to end this episode. This was a little bit of an emotionally charged one. Hopefully next episode will be a little bit of a lighter one. I don't know. We'll have to see how that one plays out, right? But we are so thankful for you guys. We're so thankful that you've chosen to hang out with us today. We hope that if your marriage is struggling, you would just be encouraged that God can do miracles. God can save marriages, and he does, and he did, and he will continue to. Let's say a prayer before we end this episode. I guess I'll start. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to share not just our pain, but your glory and how you can do all things, and how you have saved our marriage and can save others and will and have. Lord, we pray that for anyone struggling today, they would know that you are with them through the good and the bad. Lord, bring them closer to you. Bring us closer to you. In your name, amen.
Amen. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe. And for more content, head over to faithfocusedfamily.com. See you next time.